from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome.
Tiki.
The Gottlieb Show rolls on.
On the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Play music, sports, and pop culture challenges to compete for great prizes like concert tickets, cash, electronics, and even vacation getaways. Just pick a board from the list, fill out all the squares with photos from your phone, and submit for a chance to win. With a new challenge launching every day, get ready to embrace your newest obsession. Download the app now in the iTunes Store.
Fans, as the Blackhawks battle the Ducks in the Western Conference Final, keep it right here for expert analysis, breaking postseason news, and your reaction too. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSC Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour, Toby Keats, I love this bar and grill. I'm Matt Abatacola.
It's led by our guys that have been around and know how to win, and I think that's the message going into games that's most important, because as you plan, you know, that takes over. But I think going into games, in between games, you know, our guys, they do the right things, they prepare the right way, and, you know, you couldn't ask for anything more.
That's right. Yeah, Coach Q's guys, they do the right thing. His team prepares well. Didn't prepare all that well for last night's game, apparently. The Hawks lost 2-1. They now trail Anaheim 2-1. Game 4 is tomorrow at the United Center. Out in the East, the Lightning leads 2-1. I should say that's Terry's Lightning. They lead 2-1. Game 4 is tonight at Tampa Bay, right?
Long time, guys.
You still love him, Tampa Bay Lightning?
I love my Tampa Bay Lightning.
That's why you shouldn't talk Hawks with this guy.
I know.
On to baseball, the White Sox host Minnesota. It's Jeff Samardzija facing Phil Hughes. 6:35 pregame right here in the Score with the one and only Chris Ronji. The Cubs are out in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. John Lester faces Josh Kalamater. First pitch at 8:10. NBA playoffs, Golden State. They're up 2-0 on Houston. Game 2 tonight, Cavs at the Hawks. Cleveland leads 1-0. PGA, the Colonials. Ian Poulter shot a 67 today, 8-under in the clubhouse. Kevin Na is 1-under today. He's 7-under for the tournament. This scoreboard update brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse, Chicago baseball's favorite restaurant. The small things make a big difference on the field, and they make a big difference at Dietz and Watson, where every one of their delicious deli products is meticulously crafted. Find them at your local market or deli. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score, that's tonight, 6:35, Sox and Twins on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Cole Digital. They're changing the way homes think.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
Here come the angry texts. Will you please stop this?
Talk Blackhawks. Basketball's over.
Oh, no. It's never over.
No, it's not over. The Bulls are now saying that the interest in Tom Thibodeau from the Orlando Magic was overstated. Saw that in Casey Johnson's Twitter. Well, okay. But okay. Let's figure something out.
You don't want to go there anyway if you're him.
And again, if you want to call in and talk about the Blackhawks, feel
free.
You're
welcome.
You are welcome to. But it's constant, and it always happens this time of year. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. You enjoy what you want, and don't worry about what we're talking about. You talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, you're always welcome to. We're not tough to get a hold of.
Phone lines open.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Tony and Wheaton, you're on The Score.
I'm calling regarding the Hawks. How similar are these Anaheim Ducks versus the Flyers that the Hawks faced in the finals a couple years ago with Eric Lindros? You know, they were big guys. And can they approach these Ducks, the Ducks just like they did with the Flyers in the finals?
I don't know. Take it.
I don't know.
Okay, so he retired the year that became drafted, right?
I really So give me his gun and we put in a team 8 years ago, would you?
But the Hawks didn't play that team.
Oh, well, then don't.
Okay, hockey fans.
Idiot and Bernstein.
Over there on the Score.
Terry Boers.
Idiot!
Dan Bernstein.
I abuse dumbass callers because it's fun and people like it.
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's right. During the course of this week, we've also been accused of being just like the Illinois basketball coach of the girls' team.
Because people entrust their young women with us, apparently.
And then they come by Boris and Bernstein, we abuse them and send them on their way.
We're on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Toby Keats, I love this bar and grill in Rosemont. You know, if you do enjoy hockey, it's a great place to watch these popular hockey games with the sound on their over 60 televisions. And they've got Bud Light specials for you. They have live bands here every Wednesday through Saturday. Tonight, the band High Noon. That's the band, and way better than the second half.
Way better.
I don't know if the second half performed
next
here,
week.
But there's no question High Noon is so much better than the second half.
Wow.
And then tomorrow after the game, it's the Jacob Martin Band. And actually, during the break, we had somebody here come up to me who was sort of curious about what it is we're doing, and she's from out of town.
And she's people just, in town who cares she about said, what we're doing.
You see, who are you and what do you do? And it was sort of explained. She said, oh, so and then people call and you answer their questions. And I said, no.
Not really.
I said, people call and then we call them stupid and we hang up on them. And she kind of looked at me and said, okay.
Maddie and I were commenting that the weirdest thing, one of the weirdest sights you can get at a Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour is you talking to a woman. That we both agree, you don't talk to women. And first of all, they're not interested in you, and they shouldn't be. But I mean, you're not a guy who talks to women. It's always like some geeky guy that's around you.
Those are the people approaching me.
Creepy guy is around you.
That guy.
Yeah, like that guy there. Yeah, that kind of creepy.
And today
guy.
I was talking to a 2-year-old, or what is he? One and a half.
One and a half.
How old is unemployed baby?
I think that's about right. I mean, when he's I don't know, but all I know is that Maddie and I were stunned. We're amazed and slightly verklempt at the idea if you were talking to a woman. We could not figure out what the hell you were saying that she would have been interested in it.
She came over and asked who we were and what we were doing. And
that's different.
I was trying to explain it.
That's different.
It's not that easy to explain, so it takes some time. In Mount Prospect, this is Frank, and he is on Sports Radio 670.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Real quick question for you guys. I don't know if he's still hurt. I don't know, you know, the Hawks are hush-hush with everything, but Carcillo, obviously we're getting
No, Carcillo.
Why do you say no Carcillo?
Because he's awful at hockey.
Okay, but I mean, at least, and I wouldn't call him an enforcer, but at least he's going to get out there and try to do something.
No, bad.
No! What do you mean no? More about him at 3:30.
The problem with the Hawks is not that they're lacking stupid and punchy. Because he can be plenty stupid and punchy for you. But I just think they have to stick to what they do. They're going to have to absorb some punishment. They're going to have to not take the bait and play their game.
Mm-hmm.
Exit the zone cleanly. Get through the neutral zone with speed. Get deep and get the puck cycling. And everything will be fine.
I don't think they lack because they're losing the muscle battle, whatever that is. I don't know what you're talking about.
Grit and sandpaper.
I don't think so. It's 5 Western Conference Finals in 7 years and 2 Stanley Cups. And none of those teams have really featured anybody quite like that. So no,
he does nothing to help your anemic power play.
Nothing.
In Oak Lawn, Billy is on the score.
Hi, how you doing? I'm not to cut away from the hockey. I was going to ask for a change in the manager, hire Gardner and remove Robin, and I think that would be the best bet for the Sox to stir them up. And thank you, I'd like to hear your answer.
Thank you.
My answer is no.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
The answer is no, because Ron Gardenhire is one of these old school guys that eschews metrics and TW and all
and
that.
Shoes.
No, he's a dinosaur. He was good in his day, but no. Don't want him either. I'd rather have Dan Carcillo manage.
I can tell you this, though. Here's what's happened, though. Even though that's all the response they had to your call, what I've discovered over the years, and I've learned this from watching Sunday morning TV, that because you picked up the phone and called us, your life is going to be better. Your life...
Don't look at me. I have no idea.
Remarkably so,
about.
And not just a little bit. Remarkably so.
All right, so we're promising you that today, that if you call, and even if you're a blithering idiot, it will improve your life. It won't improve ours. That's the point.
No. I'm not saying ours. It will improve your life.
It's our suffering that benefits you.
Correct. Somehow.
It is. Your life will be better because you called Boers and Bernstein.
And what led you to this revelation? What?
Joel Osteen.
Okay. You've been watching Joel Osteen on Sunday mornings?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay.
I'm getting into it. More and more as you get older, you know, and you're in prison.
Right.
I have found him to be enormously entertaining. So, yes, I have, and I believe that.
And where is urine prison, actually?
I have that problem, too.
I didn't know they could send you there.
Yeah, I have that problem as well. I have urine prison. I have giant kegs. I mean,
you're looking for the clear, clean dumps.
I am.